He's over in London, England. He's the three-time Super Bowl champ, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, joining us here in the locker room. How's it going today, Michael?
Man, it's going well, man. How are you over the ball?
Hey, I am good, man. I'm looking at this hotel that you're staying in. I mean, man, it looks like Buckingham Palace over there.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, too. Now, I will say this, though. I got a chance to go across the way in the train station the other day and just kind of mill around for a little while. Nobody even recognized me, and the little devil on my left shoulder kept growing, saying, "Hey, Michael, nobody's recognizing you. We can do whatever." I said, "Shut up." "No, we can't. Shut up. Sit down." But as soon as I started thinking and feeling that way, I turned the corner, and then there were a few people saying, "Michael." So I said, "Okay, thanks for helping me out. I don't, you know, that gets me back in the right frame of mind."
We saw you tweeted out a picture. You flew over there. Tony Romo's parents were on the same flight.
You saw my tweet. I said, on the flight with Romo's dad and his family, that must mean a good sign. Romo's going to play. That's how, you know, it really doesn't mean that, but that's what you take it when you're looking for any and everything. So I took it and ran with that. And then he looked good today in practice because I just left practice. I talked to Romo and saw him. And I mean, he looks good in practice. It was a little stiff at first.
Yeah.
But he started loosening up and started looking good. And in a couple of days, man, I feel pretty good. I feel real good about his opportunities and his chances of playing.
Well, that's good. What did Tony say to you?
Well, he just, you know, I just check with him, see how he's doing. He said, "I'm doing, feeling good, a little stiff. But I'm good. I'm good and ready to go." And I was, you know what I've been telling Bob? People keep saying, "Well, Michael, why are the Cowboys forcing Tony to go all the way to London and try to play with a bad back?" First thing I see is, you did see the guy play with a good back, right? Well, you saw it when a guy with a good back plays like he plays, when a guy with a bad back has to play regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing. But have you ever been on a football team? Have you ever been in a locker room and you gave a promise to every man in that locker room that you're going to do whatever it takes to be where you gotta be, to accomplish the common goal that all you guys have set? And as a leader, there's no way you can sit out these games. You have to try to get back to these games. Your players, all the guys that Tony Romo leads, they have to know that Tony Romo's doing everything he can to get back in this game because that's the promise he made to us. Anything, if Tony Romo doesn't play, it's because the doctors wouldn't let him play. That's the only thing that'll keep him off this field.
Yeah, Hall of Famer Michael Irvin joining us from London, England. Did you ever have a time, and I'm sure you did, with Troy where he was just like, he was in that zone where everything he threw was just that perfect ball? And
it's still in the record books today, baby. Still in the record books today. Even though your boy Calvin Johnson broke my consecutive 100-yard game record, he hit it with 8. You know, I had 7. So he broke that the year that he had 1,900 yards. But I think I still own, if I remember correctly, most 100-yard games in a season record, which I think I had 11 or 12 of those. You know, so that was that groove that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
That groove that you feel like, hey, man, ain't nothing you can do. I know your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, uncle, niece, and nephew knows that they're throwing me this ball, and ain't nothing you can do about it. I am about to impose my will, and that's a great feat.
I was about to say, lining up out there knowing the ball's coming your way, and you're going to catch it, and you're going to beat that guy, that's got to be a pretty good feeling.
Everybody in the stands knows this ball's coming to me. You do, too. So just get ready to congratulate me on this first down in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, hey, that's another thing, because speaking of that, I was talking to Dez out there today on the field, because, you know, it's making sure Dez, I got to keep my son's head right all the time. And I was saying to him, you know, this coverage that you're facing now, this has got to take some patience, because it's what I went through with the Bobby Taylors and all of these guys where they're bringing guys up and they're pressing you, but they keep that safety to help them out. But the announcers keep saying, "Oh, he's beating you one-on-one," when you really know it's not one-on-one. And it's nothing. It makes you so upset as a receiver. But he has to keep his focus. And I tell you, he says, "Michael, I'm ready to explode this game. I promise you that." So I'm looking forward to see if he's going to explode this game. He said the second half of this season is going to be the best half he's ever had. So I'm looking forward to that too.